Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're talking with Richard Pollack, these days a senior investigative reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation. The Daily Caller, of course, is a very important online resource for all of us interested in affairs of state and politics. And Richard has been doing incalculable important work there and in a whole host of previous incarnations in the press, and we're always delighted to have a chance to pick his brains. And Richard, we've been talking about some of your reporting on Hillary Clinton's, shall we say, rather lax approach to national security information. Just today, the Director of National Intelligence, a rather dubious character, I must say, in my view, General James Clapper, has said, basically, it doesn't matter that she has been extremely careless with the handling of classified information. He's going to ensure that she gets a lot more of it. In fact, some of the most sensitive information in the country, I believe, some of the kind of information that the president alone is usually getting in terms of the presidential daily brief, because she is about to become the nominee of the Democratic Party. Should Americans who think she should have been prosecuted, as you say, by 6 out of 10 of them at least, numbers, have concerns about this idea?
Well, I interviewed General Flynn, who was President Obama's former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, on this very point last spring. Last spring, General Flynn, who's a distinguished general, and is out of the DIA over, I might say, policy differences with the Obama administration. But General Flynn has made it very clear for some time now that the administration should pull the security clearance that Hillary Clinton has. And we think that some of her top aides, Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin, may also have security clearances as well. All of those security clearances should be revoked on the basis of the even a misdemeanor that one would be facing in the area of the mishandling of classified information.
Richard, you were discussing whether Huma Abedin and some of Hillary Clinton's other aides might also need to have their security clearances pulled. It sort of beggars imagination that they have them in the first place, in the case of Huma, as it's a matter of record she's been closely tied to the Muslim Brotherhood for a long time. Talk about that.
I think that the statements by Director Comey during his testimony in Congress last week was very revealing, and something I think that has been a very well-known item or problem in Washington, and that is the lack of any kind of security consciousness within the Department of State itself. The Department of State itself has been very careless. They have shunned the need for classification and security procedures for a long time. Members of the intelligence community and the military, who do honor these protocols, have always thrown their hands up in disgust and in frustration about overall the lax security awareness of those diplomats in Foggy Bottom at the State Department. Now, I think that it's very clear that Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills should not be in possession, in my opinion, of these security clearances. And let me explain why. There was top secret material and also another highly classified, even higher classified set of documents called SAP, Special Access Programs, that are supposed to be viewed only in what's called a SCIF, which is really a secure room. Usually there's an armed guard. You have to have a certain type of a sense of passwords and also eye contact and sometimes thumb recognition in order to get into this particular SCIF, or this particular secure area. I've spoken to national security people who say, how is it that material from this secure environment leaked out of the secure environment and into the unsecured personal email server that Secretary Clinton maintained in her home? How did that happen? You have to physically do it, and there is a widespread notion that her aides that is Secretary Clinton's aides, were enablers and actually moved that material. I actually thought that there were going to be charges against a number of her staff on that very issue. It didn't come forth. Now, the issue, though, of Secretary Clinton, that is a very profound and serious problem, because we know she's been careless. We know that she's had vulnerabilities in terms of her email systems. We do not know what kind of email systems she has today. I think it's absurd that she should have the privilege of having a security clearance at this point.
I couldn't agree with you more. The question really is, at this point, whether there will be any accountability for any of these people. One of the issues that, as you know, Richard Pollack has been brooded about, in fact, it surfaced, I think, initially in the hearing with James Comey before the House Government Oversight Committee, and that is whether Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted for perjury in terms of the lies that we now know she told the Congress in the course of her appearances, I believe, in connection with Benghazi. There has also apparently been a reopening of the investigation of her handling of classified information by the State Department's Inspector General. Do you anticipate that either of these efforts might result in a different outcome than we saw from the FBI director and the Justice Department?
Well, this is very interesting, because finally Congress is getting involved in this issue. You know, that is directly into the question of her honesty and truthfulness before Congress. And this really is reminiscent to me of the early days of the Watergate hearings and Watergate, and how Congress asserted itself in that that particular episode. And I think that there's a lot of similarities between Watergate and what we're beginning to see in terms of congressional leadership and getting to the bottom of all of these problems. Now, with respect to the State
Department,
there is
a certain irony here in that Hillary Clinton was herself a staff member on that Watergate committee, as I recall.
That's right. She was. And there really is a drip, drip, drip type of phenomena in Washington now. Every day you open, you know, a website and you see new revelations about something new about the Clintons that's really unethical or perhaps illegal. It is an environment that's developing. I remember I was in Washington. I was in Washington when Watergate began to unravel, and every day people were looking at headlines. Then at the Washington Post, we just had newspapers. We didn't have the internet. But every day there would be a new revelation, and people were on edge. And there was a certain amount of excitement, worry, fear, concern in this town. And I think that we're going to see that happen parallel to this presidential campaign that's going on.
Well, and if to draw that parallel out further, it would be interesting to see whether, as in Watergate, the object of that attention, that investigation, namely Richard Nixon, managed to get reelected only to be toppled from power subsequently. And in this case, perhaps Hillary Clinton gets elected as president and then finds herself facing that steady cascading undermining of her presidency. We will be watching all of this very closely, needless to say. We want to talk next with Richard Pollack about another aspect of the Clinton operation, the Clinton Foundation, and Bill Clinton's prominent role in the investigation thereof, and perhaps in an effort to stymie it with Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General of the United States. That and much more with the Daily Caller News Foundation's Richard Pollack right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.